Now that the Supreme Court election is over, attention shifts to the next election. Tom Tiffany, the only prominent Republican running for governor, responded to Tuesday's outsized win for liberal justice-elect Chris Taylor.
We got our butts kicked last night, right? There's no doubt about it, and we should acknowledge that. But the election that's coming up this fall in November is a new election. And you guys know as well as anyone, every election is unique. And I have built a campaign. Money, manpower, and messaging. We're going to compete on all fronts.
Before a challenger takes on Tiffany in November, seven Democrats are running to win the nomination in the August primary. The first two Marquette polls have shown a wide open race, with 65% of all Democratic voters saying they haven't made up their minds. Reporter Zach Schultz has been on the campaign trail and tells us how the Democrats are handling this crowded primary.
Sarah Rodriguez, Lieutenant Governor.
Pick a city across the state.
What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, and you?
And on any given weekend...
How are you?
There's a good chance...
First off, I'm Missy Hughes.
You'll find one of the Democrats running for governor, shaking hands and introducing themselves.
My name is Kel DeRoys, and I'm running for governor.
These candidates launched their campaigns last year, but the polling shows the race has just started, with most candidates polling in the low single digits.
Well, you know, we're about 5 to 6 months into this race and still have a long runway ahead of us.
The bottom line for the statewide poll, very credible, is that almost nobody has made up their mind about this, and it's a wide open race.
This is the first time I've run for office, so I'm excited to learn what Wisconsinites are really thinking about, what they're concerned about with the future.
No poll before people have actually started paying for communications is going to tell you anything reliable about the electorate.
What I say to them is really look at who can win in November, who has the most experience, who's been able to win in difficult races.
Only Mandela Barnes and Francesca Hong are polling above 10%.
Yeah. Okay. Poll numbers are poll numbers. It doesn't change our program. We're showing up all across Wisconsin. We're talking to people. I mean, there was a poll that came out 2 days before, showed me within a lead with 8 points above the next person. So polls are polls. They're always scattered all over the place.
Hong, in particular, is taking a different approach to the campaign. We met her in La Crosse, where her event doubled as a benefit for Driftless Mutual Aid. And she skipped the speech and just helped the other volunteers.
We are an organizing and community-powered campaign. So events like this, community actions with support for mutual aid efforts, this is what I hope more politicians will start doing.
With two-thirds of all Democrats undecided, each voter the candidate convinces now has a chance to influence an even larger audience.
I'm seeing a ton of engagement around the state. When I go to Brown County or Marinette, folks are showing up for meetings. They want to understand where the candidates are, who the candidates are.
That makes these small meet and greets that much more important.
Clearly, this is an engaged electorate, people who want to make sure that we are doing the right level of organizing to be ready for this fall.
I mean, you absolutely have your political junkies who are tuning in and asking a lot of questions, but we also know there's a lot happening in the world.
With the Supreme Court election over, it's a four-month sprint to the August primary.
Feeling incredible. A few months in, actually. Incredible response all across the state. We've been traveling nonstop. The response has been incredible. We see the momentum continue to grow. We see support increase all across Wisconsin.
I'm feeling really good about the race. I'm feeling really good about what my team is doing. We are going all across the state, all 72 counties, talking to everybody because I firmly believe you can't lead if you don't listen.
I feel great. I feel like I'm getting a huge amount of momentum as I travel across the state. And it's really a joy to campaign when people are feeling like we're on the cusp of something different in Wisconsin.
Reporting from Madison, I'm Zach Schultz for Here and Now.